Last time on Jonathan Park and Danger Along the Shama.
At least we found out that Chester Dillon and his ranch hands have been the ones sabotaging the museum.
The pianist for your group broke his hand? But we need music for our special appreciation banquet.
What are we becoming around here that we kidnap children, threaten lives, and destroy museums? Is oil worth that to you, Chester?
Take your horses and get out of here.
They're looking for some talented staff to perform at tomorrow night's dinner.
Hey, Mary, now, don't you play the trombone or something?
Tuba.
You see, I play the glockenspiel.
Would you two play at our banquet tomorrow night?
Out of a sense of duty for the museum.
I thought that tomorrow night, during their appreciation dinner, we'd open the floodgates of Abiquiu Dam.
And I'm gonna stop you. Ridge! Rabbit!
And now, part two of Jonathan Park and Danger Along the Shama.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Park. The next day, we woke up to Visitor Appreciation Day.
Okay, that completes your orientation before you head out to try your hand at being a paleontologist. As the group before you exits the site, please walk to the tent on your right to retrieve tools. Enjoy your experience at the Brennan Bluffs Dinosaur Graveyard!
Zach!
Oh, hello, Fletcher family.
Hey, great to see you again.
So, Dr. Benson, you're a paleontologist?
Yes, ma'am, and so is Dr. Park.
Have you always been a creationist?
No. God actually used Dr. Park to start my journey from believing in evolution to creation. And he has a similar story. He used to work at the Montana Museum of Fossil History until he found red blood cells in an unfossilized leg bone of a T-Rex. As a result, he was let go from the museum and began his journey to becoming a Christian and a creationist.
What a unique story.
Actually, in 2013, a creationist by the name of Mark Armitage also reported a discovery of soft tissue found in the superorbital horn of a Triceratops found at the Hell Creek Formation in Montana. Mark has now lost his job.
Wow, that does sound similar to Dr. Park.
So why is finding soft tissue so important?
It has been known that soft tissues can't last very long after a creature dies.
This seems irrefutable.
It does. But instead of questioning the age of these fossils, evolutionists are working hard to explain how something so fragile could be preserved.
That's very interesting.
Thanks, I thought you might enjoy that. Okay, if you'll excuse me, I need to get ready to lead orientation for our next group.
I'll see you there.
Meanwhile, Simon, Marvin, and Vinny were slowly making their way to the museum in their refrigerated catering truck.
Is that coming from under the hood?
Yeah, radiator leak. I got water in the back.
I'll go get it.
Thanks. And be sure to use the rope to hold up the door when you slide it up so it don't slam down and lock you in.
I know, Marvin, I know.
Well, now that we have that figured out...
Get going!
All right, boss. Hey, you know something? You ain't really my boss no more. We're more like partners.
Well, okay, partner. You think we might be able to get a move on?
Sure, partner. I'd be happy to.
I'll still call you boss, partner. I mean boss.
So why is he tying up the door with a rope? Doesn't the latch work?
The latch locks from the outside, because they figure frozen food ain't in no hurry to get out. So he'd just be locked inside. Yeah, Vin? Is it cold back there?
You know, I think the refrigeration just went off.
Oh, well, that happens. You might just need to pound on it to get it started.
All right!
I'm sorry, Rand. I just need to march.
People definitely don't march at a formal banquet.
But I can't keep a beat without it.
Oh, and when you lose a beat, I can't play along.
Hey, I bet I could find a metronome app for your phone.
No, we don't want headphones hanging out of her ears, Steven.
Mary, what if you just move your feet back and forth in your shoes?
Oh, okay, I'll give it a try.
Okay, just keep playing. Oh, we need to be ready by tonight.
That afternoon, my mom asked me to run back to our house.
Jonathan, what are you doing here?
Mom asked me to get another box of napkins for the dinner tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised to see you here right now.
Well, you know, we're headed out to Florida for the Crown Challenge tomorrow, so I just thought I'd pop in and do a little more research on Snake Island.
Oh,
Oh, great.
So, son, is everything running smoothly out there?
Dad, it's like the old days. Oh. The place is packed.
Nice.
Throughout the day, me and the Eagle's Nest did our best to serve. That's when I suggested we go back to Chester Dillon's barn.
So, what exactly are we looking for?
More evidence to piece together what's going on over here.
Who's that?
What?
Hey, someone out there?
It's Mr. Dillon, and he's inside this metal locker.
Get me out of here.
This is perfect. We can just leave him in here till the police come.
No. By then it'll be too late.
For what?
Zilch is planning to let the water out of the dam. He's the one that locked me in here. Look, we're running out of time. You've got to let me out of here so we can save both our ranches.
What's he up to? I say we find out.
Me too.
Oh, wow, that was cramped. Now we've got to get to the dam before Dilch releases all that water.
Hey, what's going on here?
Dean, what are you doing here?
I remember that I left some horse tack
and... Forget about that for now. We need your help.
Come with us and we'll explain on the way. Eddie, we'll get to the dam. You run back to the ranch and get help.
Right. Talk to you soon.
We've got the reservoir operator tied up and stuffed in the janitor's closet.
Okay, we need to get through that door. Then we take an elevator 13 stories down inside the dam. It opens up into the gate room. There's a circuit board, and we can throw a couple of switches to open the service and the emergency gates wide open.
Let's get going.
I almost forgot about the remote control. They can also monitor and close the gates from a remote office in Albuquerque.
Well, that ruins everything. As soon as they see the gates open, they'll just shut us down.
Not if the control lines are down. The best place to access those are at the bottom of the dam. There's an umbilical cord that we can cut. Lefty and I will head down to the gate room while you cut the line. After you're safely back on top, radio us and let us know. And we'll let her rip.
Perfect.
And so, that's the faint young son paradox. Now, there are so many of you today. Are you hearing me in the back all right?
Yes, we can.
Okay, then. Follow me.
There you are, Kendall.
Hey, Pastor, how are you? I was just taking a moment to watch Jeremiah, our docent, lead a tour.
I was just at the front desk and overheard that you have the keys that Jim needs. He's out by the balloon rides.
Oh, yeah, I better get them to him. You want to walk with me?
Absolutely. So what display was Jeremiah explaining back there?
Well, it's called the Faint Young Son Paradox. Okay, let's cut this way through the cafeteria.
So, what's the faint sun paradox?
Well, in a nutshell, astronomers believe that the sun is powered by the fusion of hydrogen into helium in the sun's core.
Wow! Look at how packed the Dawn of Time Cafe is!
Hello, Dr. Park.
Hey, you guys sure are busy in here.
I think we've served at least 350 Bronto burgers just in the last hour.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, say hi to your mom and dad for me, all right?
I will.
So, the problem is that as fusion takes place, the sun should be getting hotter and hotter.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Just trying to get through this side door. Sorry about that.
It would get hotter because the composition of the sun is changing as fusion's taking place.
Exactly. So it's thought that the sun is actually burning hotter and hotter. Here, let's cut right across here. Come on.
I was!
What do you want to have on your face?
A butterfly.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Katie, Jesse, the kids look great. You guys are doing a good job.
Okay.
So, Dennis, if the sun's getting hotter, now follow me on this, that means that it was weaker in the past. As a matter of fact, they calculated that it would be 70% fainter during the Earth's early history.
Would that be freezing temperature?
Exactly. 3.5 billion years ago, when life was supposedly just beginning to evolve, Earth would be below freezing. But that doesn't fit their model, and that's why they call it a paradox. But in a young Earth model, that's not a problem. There wouldn't be that much of a change in 6,000 years.
Oh, hello, Dr. Park and Pastor Fletcher.
Hello, Ryan. Hey, how are those balloon rides going?
Oh, well, the people love it.
That's great. Hey, where's your dad?
Right here.
Hey, Angela said you need the keys to the back room?
Yes, thank you.
I'll take two tickets for the hot air balloon rides, please.
Sure. Hello, my name is Candace Lane. I was scheduled for an interview today.
Oh, boy.
Well, if you need to reschedule, I can...
Mrs. Park! I just came to tell you that, you know those guys that kidnapped us? Well, they're going to try and release all the water behind the dam, let out our museum. Gotta call the sheriff!
What?
I'll call him right away, Eddie.
You know, Miss Park, I used to work for
Candace, this kind of thing is an emergency here.
Yeah, Arriba Sheriff.
Yes. I'm afraid that we have an emergency.
Ma'am, where are you located?
I'm at the Brynhem Museum of Creation. We're right below the dam and, well...
Pardon me for interrupting, madam, but I used to work dispatch. I think I can get you the help you need pretty quick. Mind if I try?
Well, go ahead.
Hello, Judy? This is Candy Lane. You know Candy Cane?
Candy? What are you doing there?
Never mind that. I have a code 40, a 594 at the Abiquiu Operations Building. We need to get some officers here ASAP or we're going to have casualties.
10-4, Candy Cane.
10-3 out.
That was terrific.
Is there anything else you need?
You don't happen to play the piano, do you? We need somebody to accompany a tuba and a glockenspiel playing an arrangement of Amazing Grace.
I can do that.
Oh, really? Oh, you're hired as our new receptionist.
Okay.
Oh, and don't be surprised. It will only get stranger from here. After that, Mom introduced Mrs. Lane to Mary and Randall for a last-minute rehearsal. The rest of the team, including the three guys catering, were getting ready for the dinner. They entered the banquet room under a beautiful flower archway. There were tables with fresh flowers everywhere. Mr. Adelman had made all kinds of Italian hors d'oeuvres and pasta dishes that people could sample. And in the middle stood a 4-foot Coelophysis dinosaur head eye sculpture.
Wow, Marvin, that sculpture is sublime.
Thanks, I think. Miles and Vin, could you help me get the lighting and the dry ice?
Yeah,
no problem.
Sure, no problem.
Wow, you know something, Marvin? I think we're all set up and ready to go here.
Wait, I just came to get my tiramisu.
Oh, all right.
We did it, guys. Three guys catering got it all set up.
Yeah.
Did you tie the door so it won't fall on us, Ben?
Nah, we'll just be here a minute, Marvin.
Hey, it sounds like the refrigeration went off.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll probably go back on if you just pound on that motor casing right there, but...
I mean, like this? Ooh, that's gonna be hard to open from the inside, guys.
Especially since it locks from the outside.
Imbeciles!
Well, let's look on the bright side, guys. At least your refrigerator's not on.
You had to open your big mouth.
Well, at least we have some delicious tiramisu.
It's tiramisu, and get your hands off that.
Oh!
Meanwhile, we had arrived at the operations building at Abiquiu Dam.
They're onto us. Open the gates!
Stop right where you are!
Dean!
And Chester!
Ridge, what are you doing? If you push those buttons, you'll not only flood Brennan Ranch, but ours. And the ranches of lots of innocent people.
Is this worth the money Mr. Diltz is paying you?
And the jail time?
Besides, we outnumber you.
I'd say this gun more than evens it up. All of you, on the floor, now. Okay, Lefty, you hold the gun while I open the gate. Look at that meter. We're shooting thousands of gallons through the tubes just below us.
Meanwhile, the banquet was underway, and Marvin's ice sculpture had begun to melt and morph.
Interesting piece of art you have there. What is it? Superman's fortress?
It must be the Ark of the Covenant.
It's a dinosaur head.
Oh.
There's about to be a giant wave of water heading down the shore.
Everyone, keep still on the ground.
This is the police!
Get him, boys! That's your fun, Lefty.
Get your hands up.
Now stay back there now.
We've got to shut the gates.
I got it. It's this button right here. We did it. Woo, yes.
Yeah.
Get down to the ground.
Great. We're going to the slammer.
I just thought of something else. We forgot to let Diltz know before we opened the gates.
While we shut the gates in time to stop a massive flood, the short time they were open was enough to send a surge through the tunnels and into the Shama River below.
I'm almost through the cable. What's that sound?
Oh, no, those idiots already opened the gates!
That's the last we saw of Derek Diltz. Chester and Dean humbly turned themselves into the sheriff. The officers wanted to talk to my dad to fill out a report and see what charges he wanted to file. Meanwhile, Eddie was trying to find Mr. Morgan.
Mr. Morgan, where are you?
But you need to unlatch the lock on the outside of the truck.
Wow, it's really kind of cold in here. Hey, is that tiramisu?
We're stuck in a freezing cold truck for over an hour, and all you can think of is food.
Go easy on him, Bobs. He's just a kid.
I guess saving people does make me hungry.
Well, here you go, kiddo.
That's fine.
Thanks.
Now we're stuck again.
So, gentlemen, since we're all gonna be here for a while, let's chat. So, how'd y'all get started on your life of crime anyway?
Get me out of here!
Just as the dinner was concluding, and before the program began, the sheriff brought us and Dean and Mr. Dillon back to the museum and caught up with my dad. Both men seemed repentant and confessed to the wrongs they had done, and promised to pay for the damages. In light of their heroic actions to stop Mr. Diltz, it was decided that we wouldn't press charges, and the sheriff finished just as the celebration was beginning.
We need to sit down. It looks like they're about to start.
I'm just gonna grab a little bit more bruschetta. It's the best. By the way, what's this ice statue?
I think it's the Titanic hitting an iceberg.
Or is it the Matterhorn?
On behalf of all of us here at Brennan Ranch, we want to thank you for being here at our visitor appreciation banquet. Tonight, we have an evening of special presentations and music, all to celebrate God's magnificent creation. And first, to start us off, I would like to ask Pastor Dennis Fletcher to please come up and lead us in prayer.
Thank you, Jim. Before I do, I must confess that only a short time ago, I believed that Genesis wasn't really that important and didn't even understand how death before sin undermines the entire message of salvation. Christians everywhere think that science has disproven the Bible, and many young people are leaving behind the faith of their fathers. For me, it's taken lots of prayer and study to realize that Genesis is important and that we can trust God's word exactly as it's written. So we have hundreds of people here tonight. Many of you are from churches where your pastor isn't teaching the full truth about Genesis. I want to give you a challenge. Reach out to your pastor in love. Tell him the truth. Help him to understand what's at stake. Psalm 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? When pastors accept the validity of Genesis, I believe it empowers them to minister with a new boldness and strength that comes from the Lord Himself. Will you join us in standing up for the truth? Okay, let's pray. Dear Lord, we gather here tonight to celebrate your creation. Thank you that your word is true and that we can trust it with all our hearts. As we celebrate tonight, please teach us more about you. And now I'm going to ask you to turn your attention to our musicians.
Hello. I'm Randall James, and this is my wife, Mary.
Hello.
And our new museum receptionist, Candy Lane, has chosen to accompany us on the piano. And now I want to say thank you to our creator by playing Amazing Grace.
They're doing great.
They sure are. And look at Mary's feet.
They're moving back and forth in those shoes.
But I think we're the only ones noticing.
Dad. Dad.
Dean, you're here.
Dad, I've apologized and promised to pay back everything I can to the Brennan Ranch. But Dad, I also need to ask you to forgive me for the way I've treated you.
Dean, of course. And likewise, forgive me for not being the father I should be. By the way, I've been meaning to tell you how much it meant to me when you manned up to help find and rescue your sister. And that you worked so hard to get her a horse.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, Jenny. Dad, I feel you're also showing a new side of you.
Yes, Dennis. That speech you gave. Wow, I have never heard you talk with such power and conviction.
I think I'm feeling a freedom. a total surrender to God and His Word.
Well, I think it's contagious.
Fletcher family, I think it's a new chapter in our lives. Let's work together to serve Him with our whole hearts.
So, that's how I came to know the Lord.
Wow, that's impressive. It makes a lot of sense, huh, boss?
Yeah.
So, remember, crime doesn't pay, son.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Why, hello, gentlemen.
Oh, hi, Dr. Park.
Freedom! Freedom! We've got to get the after-dinner mint set up.
Yes. You guys did a wonderful job.
What? You mean it's over?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Welcome back to the Late Show Adventure Channel's special episode of The Crown Challenge. And now the host of our broadcast, Ashton Crown.
Well, another TV show once pitted these teams together. But only here on The Crown Challenge have we seen the extreme video that our teams filmed on the deadly and mysterious Snake Island. Sitting here to my left is the Explorers Society! And to the right, the Creation Response Team!
Hello!
All right, let's start with my favorite team, the Explorers Society. You know, you dominated, all right? You guys weren't afraid to get out in the snakes.
And Mariah really got into her work.
And her work got its fangs into her.
Kendall, what did you think of this experience?
Well, Ashton, I thought it was a little extreme, especially with my son there.
But the Lord kept us safe.
Well, Ashton, you know, I've had a chance to do a little more research since the team and I were there. These snakes appear to be the offspring of the Bothrop's Jararaca.
That's exactly what we pointed out in the video you saw.
Yeah, and the Bothrop's Jararaca became isolated on the island and evolved into Bothrop's Insularis, or the Golden Lancehead.
Well, here's another fact that we didn't bring up on the island. Evolution is actually creating golden lanceheads that are half male and female, hermaphroditic.
Once again, it just shows the power of evolution to create new species in response to environmental changes.
Well, CRT kind of had to refute such dramatic changes in these snakes.
Well, actually, there was a research article published in 2013 in the Journal of Herpetology, and these scientists studied the snakes living on Snake Island, and they found that these snakes are unable to reproduce as well as their ancestors on the mainland. Another article describes how the increasingly common hermaphroditic golden lanceheads suffer from genetic deterioration and can't reproduce at all.
So if these mutants continue to become more numerous in the population, it could lead to extinction.
Well, that's exactly right. So does this actual data more clearly support snakes evolving to become better, or that mutations are making them worse off?
Definitely worse off.
Well, truthfully, it supports the curse of sin found in the Bible, not upward evolution. So we have the perfect experiment. And the truth seems to be that inbreeding is causing extinction rather than beneficial mutations. Exactly the opposite of what evolutionists would expect.
Well, now that is pretty convincing. I gotta hand that to you.
I'll need to dig into the article more before I can comment.
And with that said, it's time to pick a winner. Audience. Ah, you ready?
Yes!
All right, we'll decide by your applause. Ready? Who thinks the Explorer Society made the best case?
Yeah!
And the Creation Response Team?
Yeah!
Wow, what an upset. Congratulations, Creation Response Team. You're going home victorious.
Wow.
Really?
Good job, CRT.
Great.
I guess you swayed the audience to your position. Okay, I hope you enjoy this extreme special episode of The Crown Challenge.
So that was it. We started out on a great adventure, with probably a little too much confidence in ourselves. When we humbled ourselves and asked the Lord to help us, He gave us victory. And the biggest adventure of all, the journey home.
You've been listening to The Adventures of Jonathan Park. Although we've come to the end of one adventure, the journey continues at jonathanpark.com. On our site, you'll find more exciting adventures and additional resources that provide real scientific evidence for creation. That's jonathanpark.com.
Until next time, this is Dr. Kendall Park reminding you, this is our Father's world. God created it. We can explore it. So live the adventure.
stumbling idiots.
Here I am washed down the river, and the ranch wasn't even flooded. And I'm soaking wet. It still works. Hello, Derek Diltz.
Howdy, this is Dave Hagen with Southwest Seismic. Our final report's in, Mr. Diltz. The whole time I tried to be cautious and remind you that there could be false soundings. I'm sorry to inform you that after compiling all that data, it appears that the seismic reflections were coming from water trapped below the ground.
Water? I did all of this for water? I hate water! I drenched with water!
There was never any oil at all?
That's right. Sorry for all the trouble. Okay, we'll send you our closing bill. Have a nice day.